From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Libya appeals to the international community for an end to an arms embargo. Libya Wednesday appealed to the UN Security Council to lift a four-year-old arms embargo on the country so authorities there can fight a growing Islamic State presence. The appeal came 4 days after release of a video showing IS committing the mass beheadings of 21 Egyptians. Libya's Foreign Minister Mohamed El-Dari told the 15-member council the international community must ensure it shoulders its legal and moral responsibilities to support the restructuring of the Libyan army so it can take action. Speaking via teleconference from Libya, UN envoy Bernardino Leon told the council a political solution is the answer.
The savage terrorist acts highlight once again the imminent danger confronting Libya, its people, and the wider region unless there is a swift agreement among the main parties in the country on resolving the political crisis and bringing an end to the military and political conflict.
A draft resolution on the embargo is being circulated among council members by Jordan. The World Health Organization says West Africa recorded nearly 130 new confirmed cases of Ebola in the week ending February 15, the first decline in 3 weeks. At the UN, Dr. David Nabarro, Secretary General's envoy on Ebola, told the General Assembly the goal of zero Ebola cases by the three hardest hit West African countries by April 15 can be achieved, but
they've got to ensure strong surveillance of the population. They've got to identify people with Ebola, to confirm the diagnosis, to quickly arrange effective treatment, to identify the people that are their contacts, and to keep those people under review for 21 days.
He said local communities must stop unsafe burials and hands-on healing practices. This is VOA News. U.S. negotiators are to join the European counterparts this week in the latest round of Iran nuclear talks in Geneva. The U.S. and its so-called P5+1 allies are facing a June deadline to work out a deal with Iran to cut its uranium enrichment program in exchange for lifting sanctions. Meanwhile, the White House has acknowledged it's been withholding some details of those talks from Israel to prevent the details from possibly being made public or distorted. White House spokesman Josh Earnest told reporters there's no question some of the things Israel has said about the U.S. negotiating position have not been accurate.
I think it is fair to say that the United States is mindful of the need to not negotiate in public and ensure that information that's discussed at the negotiating table is not taken out of context and publicized in a way that distorts the negotiating position of the United States and our allies.
Israel's government is strongly opposed to the Iran nuclear agreement. President Obama Wednesday urged civic and religious leaders worldwide to unite in the fight against what he calls the false promises of extremism and reject the notion terrorist groups represent Islam.
We must never accept the premise that they put forward because it is a lie. Nor should we grant these terrorists the religious legitimacy that they seek. They are not religious leaders, they're terrorists.
Mr. Obama telling delegates at a three-day summit in Washington that the fight against violent extremism cannot be won with military might alone. He appealed directly to prominent Muslims to do more to distance themselves from brutal ideologies. Officials from 60 countries, as well as spiritual leaders and police officials from across the U.S., are attending the summit, which ends Thursday. A Tunisian appeals court has handed down 2 to 4 year prison terms to 20 men for their participation in a 2012 attack on the U.S. embassy. They were earlier given 2 year suspended sentences by a lower court. The embassy was stormed by a mob in September 2012. A neighboring U.S. school was burned. Meanwhile, Tunisia is vowing a strong and violent response after suspected militants linked to al-Qaeda killed 4 Tunisian policemen near the Algerian border. Some 20 rebels attacked security forces at a checkpoint in the country's mountainous Kazarine region Wednesday. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, the French press agency says pygmy militia attacked against Bantu villages claimed the lives of nearly 30 people. A UN peacekeeping official said the attacks in southeastern Katanga province occurred between February 9 and 15 in a dispute that stems from hunting rights. The Associated Press reports a British aid worker for the Carter Center was killed in the South Sudanese capital, Juba, late Tuesday. The British Foreign Office confirmed the attack but provided no further details. The incident comes amid ethnic turmoil in South Sudan that the UN says has killed tens of thousands and displaced millions. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.